Okay, we're on Koftes Ahmed Beys on the wide lines. So it says Mishachorov Beis Hamikdash Toik Hiskin. The first Tokana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Bechulei. Tanu Rabbanan. Pamachas, once upon a time, Chal Rosh Hashanah Liyos B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came on Shabbos, and they're in Yavna. V'hayu kol ha'orim mischantzim. And all of the people were came into Yavna. So Amar Lahem, Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai, the Bnei Beseira, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said to the Bnei Beseira, which were Gdolim, Niska, let's blow. So Amar Lo, Nidon, maybe we shouldn't do it over here. Okay, Amar Lahem, Niska v'achach Nidon. No, look, we'll blow and then we'll discuss it. Mufalpul. So like a shadako, after they did the tekiah, Amru lo nidon. So the Bnei Beseira said, "Let's now time to nidon." So Amru lo no kavod nishma keren b'yavna. We've already done it. Ve'ein meshivin la'achamai. So we don't want to start, you know, opening up things after it's already been done. Amar Rabbi Elazar lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai el b'yavna bilvad. Okay, so Amru lo echad yavna va'echad kol. Mokom Shish were based in. So we've got Machlokis, basically if it has to be in any based in or in just in Yavna. So so the Gemara says, Amru Lo, wait a second. Hainu Tanakama is in exactly like Tanakama said. So why do you need to repeat it? So answer the Gemara, Ikabinahu, there's a difference. Beidinad Akrai. What happens? You've got a happenstance based in, yeah, but it's a large one, maybe 23 or something. So according to Tanakama, that would be fine. But according to the latter opinion, the Omru Lo, because it basically compared it in the Mishnah to Yavna, it has to be somewhat like Yavna, that has to be more like a fixed based in. Omru Lo, back to the Mishnah, they said Echod Yavna, Echod Kol Mokom Shiyesh Bo based in. So any place where there's a based in. So Amar Avuna, Rav Huna said V'im based in. Okay, it has to be with based in. So my v'im based in. What does it mean? It has to be with based in. So it means bifnei based in. It means it has to be in the proximity, in front of based in. Okay, to exclude shelo bifnei based in delo. So if it's not actually in front of based in, it's no good. So basically, we've got a kasha rava from our mishnah v'oyd zoyis ha'isa Yushalayim. Yushalayim had an advantage al yavne v'chulei. My v'oyd zoyis. So what is this v'oid zois? Listen, right? Ilema kediktani. If it's like the continuation in the Mishnah with regards to the if it hears and all those kind of things. So yeah, zois mi boile. You should have just said zois. Why does it say v'oid zois? It means if it was like it taught in the continuation of the Mishnah, the advantage that Shomas were right, then it would have just said zois. So there's something, obviously something additional here. So mi boile. So Ella. So it must be we've got an additional advantage of Yushalayim over Yavna, and let's suggest what that is, and which our suggestion is going to be a kasha to Rav Huna. So Ella, do Yushalayim toikin? If you want to say so, first this is going to get thrown out the suggestion. Do Yushalayim toikin yichidim? In Yushalayim they were toikin in individuals. I mean, Yavna ain't toikin yichidim, and in Yavna you couldn't do yichidim, but you can't say that because Yavna ain't toikin yichidim. David didn't do Yechidin v'haki also Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef. Omar, he testified, Messiahim shlich ki Messiahim shlichad b'yavna. When the shlich tzibur finished doing the blowing for the public, lo shomar inish, a person couldn't hear kol udne his the voice of his ear mikal tekiyoi diyichidoi from the tekiyah blowings of all the individuals. Tooting their chauffeurs, so you see that individuals did do it, so that can't be pshat. So Ella, maybe there's a lot suggests this is the difference, the advantage of Yushalayim. Ella, love the Yushalayim and Yushalayim token bain bizman based in, whether it's in the time slot of based in bain shalom bizman based in, even or even after the time slot of based in, so like after 6 hours ubi yavna, and in yavna bizman based in. You could only do it in the time slot of based in, okay? And shalob if they based in low, but if it's outside of the time slot of based in, you could not. Or make a deal from that. But that's the issue. But ha bizman based in, if it's as long as in the time of based in, miha toikin, you're allowed to be tokeya a feel shalob if they based in, even if you're not in the proximity of based in. Kasha Rav Huna. So doichel the Gemara. Look. The Eli Yushalayim, no, it's not true. Yushalayim, Toikin, Bain, Bifnei Beistin, Bain, Shalom, Bifnei Beistin.
Okay,
that's true, right? But Yavna, Bifnei Beistin in. You have to do Bifnei Beistin, so that's a, right. That's an advantage Yerushalayim has. But and Shelo Bifnei Beistin low. Right, basically we said that that's the difference. The advantage is if it's Yerushalayim is Bifnei, and Yerushalayim is Bifnei or Shelo Bifnei, and then Yavna is just Bifnei, like Rav Huna. Okay, Ikin Amasli Laha Lahada Rav Huna. Aha, the statement of Rav Huna was said on this. Was talking about the Yovel, Dichsiv. But Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, Ta'aviru Shofar, you should blow a shofar blast, B'chol Artzachem, in all of your land. So here's clear, yeah, B'chol Artzachem, obviously it doesn't have to be in the proximity of Beis Din, because it says in the Pasuk that it's all around Israel. So, Mila Meitri, Kol Yochid, Yivu Yochid Chayv Liskoya. Each individual is Chayv to blow. Yes, so Amar Avuna, Rav Avuna qualifies it, he says like this though, V'im Beis Din, but it has to be with Beis Din. So what's V'im Beis Din over here? So my in Beis Din, so Bizman Beis Din, right, has to be in the time frame of Beis Din. Lafuke Shalom Bizman Beis Din Delo. It's coming to exclude that if it's out of the time frame, you're not allowed. You can only do it once the Beis Din is blowing. Okay, so Mesiv Rava, he has a kasha. Takiya, we take out the word Rosh Hashanah over here. Takiyas Yovel, Doicha as a Shabbos. It's Doicha the Shabbos, Bigvulin, Isha Beso. Okay? So my Ishu Beso, what does it mean, Ishu Beso? The man in his house. Yeah. Ilema Ishu Beishto. If you want to say Beso is a reference to his wife, Isa Miba Chaiva. His woman Chaiva, Tekias Shofar and then Yovel. Baha Mitzvah Zase, Isha's man grammar. He. It's a Mitzvah Zase, Isha's man grammar. Baha Mitzvah Zase, Isha's man grammar. Noshim Baturo. So that can't be Pshat. So Ella Lav, Ish Bebeso. It means an Ish is Chaiva in his house. And it sounds like this, yeah, the field of Shalom is man based in. It's just as long as it's in his house, and doesn't care about the time frame. So no, we'll say look, Leo Lam Bizman based in. No, could be it's Bizman based in. Mason Rav Sheshes, Kash from Rav Sheshes. Shavar Yovel, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are similar with the Kia and the Brachos, like we said earlier, that for the blowing and also the Brachos, yeah. Ella, there's a difference. Shuli Yovel Toikin and Yovel are Toikin Bin. But based in Shikitshu Boesachoidesh, you can be in by the Sanhedrin. And Bain based in Shalokitshu Boesachoidesh, or even a based in that didn't sanctify the Chodesh. V'chol Yochid V'yochid Chayv L'skoyah, and each individual is obligated to blow. And Rosh Hashanah, L'hai Toikin Ella, but based in Shikitshu Boesachoidesh, you can only sanctify it in a based in that sanctified the Chodesh, which is like by the Sanhedrin, like Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah. And each individual is not obligated to blow. End of brisa. So now, my ain kol yochid v'yochid chayv l'skoyah. What does it mean that each individual is not required to blow? Now we're focusing on Rosh Hashanah, which we want to know about Yovel. So ilema debi Yovel toikin yechidim. In Yovel, the toikin yechidim of Rosh Hashanah ain toikin yechidim. Want to suggest that? So we can't be, because we said Ha ki also Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Ama ki have a Messiah Mishlicha de Tzipura. When the Shlicha Tzipura would finish the Tzkiyasa de Yavna, blowing in Yavna for everybody, Lo Shoma Inish Kol Unei Mikol Tzkiyah de Yichudoi. A person wasn't able to hear his own ear from the voice of the Tzkiyah blasts. So Ella Lav, isn't it? This is the difference. Tzeilu b'Yovel in Yovel. Toikin bein bizman based in bein shalo bizman based in. So that's the kasha already from Rav Huna. We're going to focus into that. But right, Rosh Hashanah bizman based in shalo bizman based in low. So that's the difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was suggesting is that in Yovel it's even outside of the time of Beis Din, Rosh Hashanah just in the time of Beis Din. So Ketani Mi'as, we talk focusing in, says, quote, B'Yovel Bein Bizman Beis Din Bein Shalo Bizman Beis Din. So you see it over here, you're allowed to be blow even when it's not Shalo Bizman Beis Din. So we said, I'll suggest differently. Bizman Beis Din, it really has to be a Bizman based in Bahakhtani. What is the advantage? What's contrasted to? It's like this. But Yovel, Bizman based in Yovel, it's in the time of based in. Okay. But based in Toikin. Again, so you go. But Yovel, Bizman based in Toikin. If it's in the time frame you've been Toikin, Bein b'fnei Beis Din, whether it's before Beis Din, Bein shelo b'fnei Beis Din, whether it's not before Beis Din. I mean, proximity, but it has to be in the time. But Rosh Hashanah, Toikin b'zman Beis Din, and Rosh Hashanah, it has to be in the time of Beis Din, like Yovel, and also it has to be b'fnei Beis Din. So that basically the difference between them is does it have to be b'fnei Beis Din or not? Which is like Rav Huna, because it has to be in the zman of Beis Din. Itma Nami, I'm a Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, I'm a Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Ben Shol, I'm a Rabbi Ein Toikin Ella Kol Zman Shebeistin Yoshvin. We'll only do Tekiya when Beistin or Yoshvin. Okay. So that's it. See, clear. It has to be in the time of Beistin. So by Rabbi Zera. Now what? You got a question on that. So Ninar Olamoid. What happens if they're about to leave? Yeah, below Amda, but they didn't actually get up. They were just getting itchy in the seats. Mo, what would the halacha be? Based in Yoshvin Beinan, is it just to look at basically are they actually sitting? Va'ika, they're sitting, so therefore it's still Zman based in. You still will be able to blow. Okay, or Dilma, perhaps Zman based in Beinan Valeika, but you need the time of the session. Yeah, Valeika, they finished already. Teiku, okay. V'oid zois haisa Yerushalayim yiser al yavna v'chule. This was a right. We're going to discuss what does it mean in the Mishnah when basically in Yerushalayim these cities that are around could basically also blow if they had the following things. Right. So it's royeh. They have to be able to see. Prat liyushevis benachal. But if it's like in a crater over there, yeah. So they're not going to be able to see. So they won't be able to blow. Shomas, they've also got to be able to hear. Yeah, Prat, which excludes Lu Yushevis Barosh Ahar. If they live high up on a mountain, by Yushalayim, or wherever it was, yeah, by Yushalayim, it wouldn't be good. Yeah, Kroiva, it has to be close as well. Prat Lu Yushevis Chutz L'Tchum. If it's outside the halachic Tchum, then it wouldn't help. Yeah, but Yechola Levoi, it's also physically possible to come. Prat L'Mafsik Leinara, to exclude somebody who is Mafsik Le Benara. Okay, we'll stop here.